Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Around 5,600 people joined a demonstration in Luxembourg City on Sunday, calling for the end of the war in Gaza. Protesters also urged the Luxembourg government to increase pressure on Israel through diplomatic channels and economic sanctions. The event was organised by the Luxembourg Coalition for Palestine, a collective of more than 40 civil society groups. The March for Gaza also received support from several political parties and trade unions. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will defend his intention to, quote, finish the job in Gaza when he meets US President Trump later today. The meeting comes days after Trump unveiled a 21-point plan aimed at ending the war in the Palestinian territory during discussions with Arab and Muslim leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Moldova's ruling pro-EU party has won parliamentary elections with the backing of more than half of voters, according to near-complete results for the polls, overshadowed by accusations of Russian interference in the ex-Soviet country. A gunman who rammed his vehicle into a Mormon church in Michigan before opening fire has left at least four people dead and several wounded. The attacker was killed by police in the parking lot 8 minutes after the first emergency call came in. According to police, hundreds of people were inside when the attack started. President Trump called the shooting horrendous and said it was part of a national epidemic of violence. Moving back to national news, and the eighth edition of Let's Go Gold running race took place at the weekend, raising a record of €700,000 for childhood cancer research. The solidarity race also runs in Spain, Belgium and France. And finally, Grammy-winning Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny will headline next year's Super Bowl halftime show, ending speculation that Taylor Swift was being lined up for the American football showpiece. Bad Bunny, who earlier this month said he would not perform in the US during his world tour due to concerns about US immigration raids at his concerts, will take centre stage at the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, California on February the 8th. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with golf, and Europe has fought off a thrilling United States rally to win the Ryder Cup yesterday, with Irishman Shane Lowry securing the trophy on a dramatic 6-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole. Europe's triumph was their first away victory since 2012. And in American football, Patrick Mahomes threw 4 touchdowns in a resurgent Kansas City Chiefs rout of the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday as the Philadelphia Eagles extended their perfect start to the season with a battling win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The new week is expected to bring us misty mornings, cloudy days and a tug of war between the sun and the rain, but it shouldn't be more than a few drops this afternoon. Temperatures start with a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees, going up to a max of 15 to 17 degrees in the afternoon.